107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's always a pleasure to check in with James Marshall with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. And the holidays are upon us, so we're going to be talking about fire safety, safety at your house. James, good to see you.
Thanks for having us.
James, we are now into the holidays, so we've got lots to talk about in terms of fire safety. What's top of mind for you in terms of families getting together safely over the holidays? What's top of mind for you in terms of fire safety?
Well, the key thing that we seem to deal with is cooking-related issues over the holidays. We all love to eat. We all have to cook. And unfortunately, we run into times where we're getting pulled in so many different directions this time of year. It's important to remember just to turn off your stove if you need to go and meet somebody at the door, or if you're chasing a kid, or if your dog's trying to drink the tree water. Turn off the stove, and then that way you don't get pulled in a different direction.
I think it's a lot of times, it is distractions that happen over the holidays that can lead to things like that happening.
Absolutely. It happens all the time, and it can be the distraction of everyday things. It can be the distraction of you have people over, you're having a couple of wobbly pops, and then all of a sudden you sit down to talk, and your stovetop's going.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's you know, we preach to make sure that if you're drinking or if you're having anything that's going to alter your mood, make sure that you maybe pre-cook before folks get there, and you can just pop it in, warm it up. Or you're doing so in the kitchen and you're cooking responsibly, because alcohol and being impaired and drinking unfortunately goes together hand in hand with a lot of our kitchen fires.
Exactly. We've talked about sobriety and barbecuing, that they don't, you know, in terms of alcohol and barbecuing, it's not a good mix. And that's the same for the kitchen, especially over the holidays, you know?
Yeah, it's so easy to get distracted. And if you add any kind of alcohol or whatever you choose into that, it can certainly impact your thought process.
Because we want it to be a great holidays, great Christmas time. So let's talk about lights and decorations. Always a tricky, tricky
yeah,
subject.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Just make sure that you check your lights. Make sure that they haven't been eaten by squirrels or rodents, that they're functioning. Plug them in, make sure they work before you...
Or old lights. Lights that have been around for a long time.
Yeah, and nowadays they're so much more affordable to use the newer technology and plug them in. Make sure they work. Don't leave them on all the time. Mm-hmm. Be careful with your extension cords and whatnot. Make sure that they're not frayed. And, you know, it's nice to see them out there this time of year, certainly.
Exactly. I'm always thinking of either National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation or the scene from A Christmas Story where he's plugging those lights. Don't do anything like that, for sure. And candles, too. Candles are popular, especially at this time.
Yeah, they always seem to pop up this time of year. It has gotten better. People are being more cautious with how they're using them, making sure that the candle is in some kind of vase or container so that it doesn't extend. Keep them away from your trees, for sure. We have seen that. Careful with curtains and whatnot, and blow them out. Don't leave them going. If you do leave it going, it will burn down and it will eventually start an issue.
Yeah, because some folks have the candles just all over, you know, in different spots of the house. And some of those candles can get forgotten about. You blow out one, but you forget that one that's tucked away in the corner.
They do. And I've made suggestions to people who insist on having them that they put a little note on the back of their door when they're leaving that these are the candles that you have going. Because it does happen. We do investigate fires that are candle-oriented.
There you go, right there. Okay, let's talk about, you've touched on the Christmas tree. You know, if you're having a real Christmas tree, they do tend to dry out quicker than you think.
Yeah, it's always concerning to see the videos that show up on YouTube or on Facebook, Twitter, where it shows the Christmas tree and how quickly it can go up if there's a fire. And realistically, if your tree starts, your room's going to be fully involved in less than a minute.
Wow.
So you do need to make sure or delegate to one of your fellow inhabitants that's their job, that they have to water it and check it. And I joked about dogs, but yeah, they'll get in there and they'll empty your tree. And you want to check it every day and make sure that it's topped up.
Yeah, exactly. Make sure it's well watered, because they do, like these trees do take a lot of water, a lot more than you think they do.
It's an everyday kind of task that you have to look after it. And like I said, they will go up so quickly if they do catch fire.
All right. Well, I want you to play it safe. And again, let's touch on smoke alarms. How important are smoke alarms, CO2 detectors, especially at this time?
Well, I trust that everybody in this listening area has working and functioning smoke and CO alarms as required, because we do talk about this at length. But something that's important to think about is we're going to be traveling a little bit this year, and it's going to be nice to get out into our friends and families and visit our grandparents. Take a look at what they have. Certainly, if you're staying there, make sure that you're protected, but it can be difficult for them to get up and change their batteries on their smoke alarms. It can be difficult for them to change it out entirely. So if you look up and you see that it's a pumpkin spice colored smoke alarm, change it out for them. They might not be comfortable on ladders, and you'll feel a lot better if that's the one gift you give them this year, making sure they're protected for the next 10 years with a functioning smoke alarm, then that makes you a pretty good kid, and you probably should get lots of presents.
There you go. What a great suggestion. Excellent. James Marshall with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. Now, in addition to all of this, there is a great contest going on. Can we get Jess in on this contest with all the details?
Absolutely. She can't wait.
All right, Jess, it's good to see you. Thanks for being part of this. We've got a great 12 days of holiday fire safety giveaways going on. What's happening here?
Yeah, so the 12 days of holiday fire safety. So every day starting next Thursday, there will be a picture given on the radio. It's a bit of a contest, and there will be a prize pack giveaway for each of those. So if you guess correctly what's in the picture, you get the fire safety prize pack, which includes lots of good stuff. There's a carbon monoxide alarm in there. So if you don't have one of those, great opportunity to get one for free. Some other kitchen gadgets in there, coffee cup. We know we need that over the holidays. Keep us a little more focused. So it's a great time, and every day is a new tip. So it's learning that fire safety over these 12 days.
Perfect. And the community really appreciates these fire safety kits, these prize packs. They go over so well. They're so appreciated.
Exactly. And they're just another way for us to spread that fire safety message, especially over the holidays. As James mentioned, there's lots of things that we can get distracted from, and fire safety should be a top priority, but it often does get pushed to the side. And it's just another way to bring awareness to our community.
All right. So let's reach out again. We'll share all the details with mystratfordnow.com on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website. And of course, you got to check out the Facebook page with Perth East West Perth Fire Department, also on Twitter too. And Jess, love the photos of you with the Perth East West Perth Fire Department, always involved with the community, and love seeing the photos.
Thank you very much. I definitely love what I do, and if I can even help just one person in this community with fire safety, that's all I need.
Jess and James, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for dropping by.